For today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa, I talked to Ryan Slabaugh, Kelowna City Administrator, about the Kelowna Downtown Celebration going on this Saturday from 2 to 11 p.m. We'll start off with Slabaugh explaining what this is all about.
We do an afternoon, evening event. It's city-sponsored, city-managed, so we try not to ask very much from the community because they're taxed with other organizations, and this is kind of our way of giving back. So we try to manage and take on what role that we can and feel comfortable doing on our own.
And how many years has this been?
This is the third year. We did it for the ribbon cutting. It was very well received. It's kind of one of those events. It's late in the year. Kids are just starting to go back to school, so it's one last chance to get out while the weather hopefully is decent and listen to some live music, and we'll have food vendors and so forth down there. And it's a free event to the public. The only charges are if you choose to food and drink. Everything else is completely free.
3 years ago, you mentioned a ribbon cutting. Was there a reason for starting the celebration there in Kelowna?
Yeah, the downtown project was done, and it was kind of our way of saying thank you to the local businesses for putting up with the construction, as well as the public for, you know, kind of showcase the new downtown. And like I said, it was something that the public kind of embraced. One of the things that we've done since then is at 6 o'clock we will be awarding individuals. We'd like to acknowledge them for their leadership and public service to the city of Kelowna. So we have a few local residents as well as one organization, the Iowa Flood Center. So we're going to recognize Norma Wright, Velma Scola, Dorothy Yachty, Kathy Spinner, and Herman Slabaugh and his company, Slabaugh Enterprises.
You mentioned music. Who do you have performing?
Yeah, we have Justin Horshowski, a local musician, Illinois John Fever, who's new to us, a group called the Lollards, and local area musician Dave Zolo is going to bring down one of his groups, and they're going to finish out the evening from 8 to 11. So the music kicks off at 2, 2 to 4, 4 to 6. We'll do a little presentation at 6, and then we'll start the music back up again at about 6:15, 6:20. That'll go till 8, and then 8 to 11. We are going to have food vendors ranging from barbecue, homemade Mexican. There is a lady that has a fish stand. We're also going to have subs, hopefully pork, and there was one additional one, brick oven pizza. So we'll have those, and there is an enclosed beer garden area that's going to be manned by Tuscan Moon, as well as the new Kelowna Brewing Company will have some of their beers on tap there for anybody that would like to partake in that.
Where is all this being held?
It's going to be on 5th Street between B and C Avenue, so right at the heart of the downtown. We'll have the stage on the north end at the corner of B and 5th, and we'll take over from there all the way to C and block that off. We'll have seating and enclosed areas there. And then as well, we do have a kids area. We'll have a couple of bouncy zones. We'll have some games, and we'll show a free movie for the kids at 8 o'clock in the east side of the library in the grassy area there. So that'll be something for the kids they can come over and do in the evening.
That was my conversation with Ryan Slabaugh, Kelowna City Administrator, about their downtown celebration going on this weekend. I'm Nathan Swenson for this edition of In Touch with Southeast Iowa.